This week, I'm joined by one of Australia's most loved personalities. He's a race car driver, Guinness World Record holder. Not many people can claim that. Dancing with the Stars winner. He's the host of Family Feud. And if that didn't make him busy enough, he is also now part of the Today FM breakfast show in Sydney. Welcome for the first time to Boxed In, Grant Denyer.
Oh, bloody hell. It's lovely to be on the line with you today. Just seeing you here and, you know, chatting like old times. Because we kind of go back a bit, you know.
We do.
We crossed over a little bit as weather presenters.
We did. I did. I followed in the great Denyer footsteps. Anique Wright might have been straight after you.
Oh, and she might have been too.
And then I took over, bizarrely, from, I think, David Brown, who was doing it in the studio.
Now, there's a change of styles for you.
It's
very serious meteorological. See, I can't even say meteorological, but people turn to us every day to try and find out what the weather was.
Do you know what was the funniest thing? And I remember you gave me great tips when I took over. Wow, that was an intense year. I remember you telling me, okay, brace yourself, get lots of sleep and prepare for the wild ride that it'll be. That is weather presenting, television weather presenting, is a breakfast television. I've got to clarify all of that, because breakfast television weather presenting is one of the most grueling jobs in media, isn't it?
People don't understand. And I was only ever one stunt away from dying on national television. Like, I always knew it was time to give up when I thought, they want to put me and shoot me out of a cannon tomorrow. I have a feeling that I possibly might end my life in front of everyone's television set.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Grant Denyer, and I'm Boxed In with Fifi Box. I remember running into you somewhere around the country and you just broken your leg.
Yes.
On a Peewee 50.
That's right. Do you know what? That was my arm. I'd done my ankle in some floods trying to jump into a truck.
That's what it was.
See, I made the stupid mistake of trying to follow Grant Denyer and be Grant Denyer. I should have really just done my own thing, which was nothing like a daredevil, because I'm not cut out for that.
Because you can blame me, because what it was at that point, like, weather presenting was pretty straight. You stand in front of a green screen and you just try and point at, you know, locations on the map and pretend that you know what the squiggly lines and points all mean, which I didn't. Like, I didn't want to be a weatherman in the traditional sense. So I created this kind of what became sort of like Jackass meets the world's most fun travel show. So where I wanted to sort of inspire Australians about Australia and show them places where they wouldn't otherwise get the chance to go to or hadn't heard of before. So that was sort of my mission. But the problem is, once you start it, you had to keep it up.
You're right. And then following your footsteps, I'll blame you for this. I'll never forget. I knew when I was done, I'm not doing this anymore, when I was at Movie World and on the Batwing, and Koshy made me do it every weather break. And I remember going, I didn't sign up for this. I just want to read the weather.
That is so funny. I remember I did a roller coaster, because everyone's done a roller coaster live cross. Yes. I did mine as well. And they handcuffed me to Warwick Kappa, and they put me on the ride at Movie World, and the ride goes up, you know, the big long climb before it does the drop. It goes click, 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 gets to the top, and they shut the ride down. So for 3 hours, I'm sitting next to Warwick Kappa, just telling me stories about his porn career.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was horrific.
That's surreal.
But, you know, there was one point I remember standing on the steps of the Sydney Opera House with another 400 people, and none of us had clothes on. We were all completely nude.
What?
And I was nude, head to toe. And I'm going, is there anything left for me to do on breakfast television? Because this is crazy, man.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Let's talk about a career shift, because from breakfast television, you are now doing breakfast radio. How are you finding that? Because I would just say, from my perspective, not having to do my hair and makeup is a massive plus in the comparison stakes.
Oh, being able to work in your tracky dacks still with stains down the front of your shirt is an absolute bonus.
I know, and you're in your house.
Yeah, sometimes I do it from home in Bathurst, because I live on a little farm now. I've got two little kids and we got five cows, and we kind of like the country life. And then radio came along and was like, cool, can I do it from home? And they're like, yeah, that's the power of radio. So after traveling for 10 years and being in a different location every single day, like a different city, different part of the country, it's kind of nice to sort of have a little compound, if you like, to sort of bunker down to, because I still feel like I've got like a... a little bit of normal life to catch up on that I sort of missed out over a decade.
You
which
went
includes,
hard.
I did. The problem was, and I knew it would happen when we kicked off. At that point, the Today Show was number one and had been for 30 years. And when Little Sunrise came along, it was like, how can we turn this into a number one breakfast radio show? Mm. And you've got to change the whole country's viewing behaviours. So I thought if we treat it kind of like, you know, like in America when the pollies get in a bus and they take it around the country and sort of win over every market place by place. Well, I gave it the same approach. I thought if we go to every single town, every single region in the entire country, then one by one we'll win them over because they'll remember you and they'll thank you for putting their town on the map. And that's exactly what we did. Problem is you've got to keep it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to keep buying their love.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Boxed In with Grant Denyer.
Now, you are there in Bathurst with your gorgeous wife, Shezzy, and the girls, Sailor and Scout. How are you finding parenthood? Because it is you went so hard for so long, and I know I've heard you talk a little bit about finding that balance. Because you are, you know, a workaholic. You do so much.
Really selfish life my whole life. I've been really incredibly driven. And I think it's because I grew up living with my mum and we had no money. We had no money at all. And when I found out, which is a really sad story, but I only found this out like a year or two ago, that my mum used to, I thought she used to work in an office. She used to dress up like an office worker and then go to work and then come home. But she only later told me that she used to clean houses and she could never bring herself to tell me the fact that she was a house cleaner. For some reason, she thought that we would be, you know, less proud of her or love her less. So she used to pretend to put on office clothes, get to work, change her clothes, clean houses and put them back on in the afternoon. And that bloody broke my heart when I heard that story.
That is so sad.
But we did it tough. Like, you know, we couldn't buy magazines. If we were lucky enough to get McDonald's once a week, then Mum would never order any. She'd always be stealing our chips. And she told us that, you know, it's because she wasn't hungry, but it's because she couldn't afford it. So it was like, you know what? I want the best in my life. You know, I don't want to have my mum to struggle forever. I want to try and make something of myself. So I kind of was always very driven about work and career, but that comes at a cost of friendships.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's a decade or, you know, nearly two, if I'm honest, where, you know, I really put no effort into friends, didn't really have any friends. You know, I kind of neglected my family because I put so much focus in my career. And now it's kind of trying to, I think, not make up for that period because that would insinuate that I made a mistake, but I lacked that in my life. I lacked that human connection and true friendships where you can just pick up where you left off and they call you on your BS and you just muck around and I haven't had that for so long. So I'm really enjoying that period of my life.
That is so, it's so wonderful and refreshing to hear that because I think that when people are as successful as you've been in your industry, and I think it covers all industries, not just the media, but it often does happen with people in media. It can be isolating and particularly when you've got to take every opportunity because in this biz, it's, you know, make hay while the sun's shining.
Yeah.
Grab every opportunity. But to stop and smell the roses and not take other people in your life for granted, it can be a hard, it's like jumping off a roller coaster.
Really is. I said yes to everything. That was always my policy because, you know, I wasn't smart enough to go to university, so I had to try and find a back door into the entertainment game. And that was, I used to carry news tripods for cameramen in a country town, Wagga Wagga, and wash news cars. And I'd travel on a bus from Melbourne to Wagga Wagga every school holidays for 3 years to work for free to just try and, because no one was going to hire me. I wasn't going to be able to get into university to get to journalism degree. So they, you know, that was my back door in. And from every opportunity after that, I said yes to and I took with both hands. But it became, you know, to say the heady days of doing Sunrise, yes, it looked glamorous because you're in amazing parts of Australia every single day staying in hotel rooms. It was incredibly lonely. Yeah. And I got to a point where I was just sad. I was unstable because I didn't have the same bed every night. I had no routine. I had no one to share it with. It was just I just got incredibly lonely. And hotels are lonely, soulless places to be. And if that's all you're experiencing, then it kind of, there's part of your soul that's very undernourished. So it wasn't a healthy existence. It was the best, you know, I think, moment of my life because there were some incredible things that I got to do, but it was also in part, you know, also the saddest.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Grant Denyer and I'm Boxed In with Fifi Box.
What about the scary things you did? Because you're naturally a daredevil. I mean, being a race car driver is brave and courageous enough. But you've gone through, I mean, it's nearly 10 years since the major injury you suffered with that monster truck.
Yeah.
And since then, you've even had, I remember another accident I saw you in, was it a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was this time last year.
Did that change life for you or your perspective on life and how has that affected you?
Really? Because I've always, look, in terms of, I've never been a brave kid, but there were things that I could do on television that I would never do in my own life. All of a sudden, when you're on live television, you find this buzz that will make you do anything. And you kind of, there's a cool payoff because everyone sees it and it makes you look good. It started off with one Guinness World Record, which was pulling the most amounts of underwear on in 60 seconds, the most pair of undies. So it started with one, which is real lame. And then I got it and it was like, oh, God, I think I've started an addiction here. And then I had two and then I had five. And then the next thing was like, okay, let's see if we can do the world's largest tandem bungee jump. And before I knew it, we're jumping out of a helicopter over Bondi live on television. That. So it's... And then it became that kind of adventure television became such an adrenaline rush that I just wanted more and more of it. And of course, motor racing has been a big part of my life. And I've done 3 Bathurst 1000s and I've been racing since I was 16. And then last year, you know, unfortunately, I was in a tarmac rally and my vehicle left the road at 160k an hour and hit head on into a tree. So. Oh, I thought that was the end. If I'm honest,
does Shezzy? How does she feel about you getting behind the wheel?
Look, she's good. She knows that's part of my emotional baggage, and I think everyone has to have something in their life that makes their soul sing. You know what I mean? And when we put all this hard work into our careers, we put all this hard work into our families and to make sure that they're loved and set up and stable and have a great, happy home and loving environment. But you also need that bit that's for you and motor racing, you know, is something that I've only ever wanted to do, you know, since I was a tiny little boy. And to be honest, if I'm really honest, the only reason I got into television was to try and find sponsors so I could be a racing car driver.
It's amazing.
And now when you hit a tree at 160k an hour, you kind of go, well, you know what? I've got a couple of little things in my life that I love more than anything else in this world that I love more than myself. And I think I measure my risks a little differently now.
In terms of the future, because, you know, you're so young, you've achieved so much and you've spread yourself in the entertainment industry across so many fields. What is there something that's left for you that you'd love to conquer one day or a challenge you would like to take on?
You know, I kind of do miss the buzz of live television. You know, I think live variety television, I think is possibly the next, you know, thing that might return. And
hey, we did a pilot a few years ago.
Remember that? It was amazing. It was kind of like,
it was really good.
It's like a new world version of Hey Hey It's Saturday, sort of, if you like. And it was, man,
I thought that was a good pilot. Channel 7 didn't pick it up.
I did. We were close and it was good and it would have worked. But what we did is we paused for a second and we let Channel 9 bring back Hey Hey It's Saturday.
That
didn't work after a couple of weeks, the ratings dropped off. So then
everyone got cold feet.
Variety television died as a genre. But you know what? I love making family entertainment programs. You know, the kind of idea that families might sit down on the one couch in the lounge room and watch something together, to me, is a really lovely kind of thought. Because, you know, there's so often now that you get like family members that are splintered off into different rooms on different devices and consuming, you know, entertainment, you know, on their own away from each other. I kind of like making TV shows that bring people together. Well, and Family Feud's done that.
This is something, exactly. You're already doing that, Family Feud. Now, that's weeknights at 6 p.m. on Channel 10. And also, you're obviously on the Today FM Breakfast Show on our hit network in Sydney with Em Rusciano and Ed Cavalier doing a great job. And I love having, we're back in a family together again, Grant.
I bloody love you, Thief.
I bloody love you too, Grant.
You're so funny on television. watching you do and travel the country being presenter.
Yep.
Wrestling crocodiles, falling off motorbikes.
That was
one of my finest memories.
It was like I was doing daily for a year. Thank God you're here. Put me in a situation I completely unsuited to.
Exactly what it was.
Well, I've loved this and I've loved spending the afternoon with you. Grant, Daniel, thank you so much for joining me on Boxed In.
Absolute pleasure, Duff.